Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank you for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International with your host, Evangelist Tanya Johnson, also known as Miss Angel on Deck. And we just thank God for his many blessings on tonight. Once again, we come to you from Detroit, Michigan. We would like to give a shout out to everyone here in the city, to those that are listening in Africa and those that are in the UK and Italy, in the Caribbean, Brazil, wherever you may be tuning in at tonight. We just thank God for you listening in. Also, thank God for what he's doing in our lives, and we all go through things. We all get tested at times, but we just thank God for his power overshadowing us, and I'm just grateful for that. You know, sometimes I get caught up in different situations that seem to get us sidetracked, but I just thank God that he keeps us on track, that we don't act out. on anger or different situations you may be facing tonight. Maybe you are going through situations where your back is up against the wall with bills, or maybe it could be family issues. It could be sickness in your body, whatever it is. We still lean on God because he is the one that is a problem solver. And also, he's able to move and cause things to look small, even though they look big. And so, you know, we just thank the Lord for that. So we also thank God for this great revival that we had down on yesterday that was live on Worship Center Radio. And we just thank God for Prophetess Rhoda Bird and also to Prophet Blaine and our brother Juan. We had a great time on the air yesterday. A lot of links are posted where you can go on and you can still hear last night's show. And when they have the editing for the video, we'll be able to post that up as well. We also thank God for our brother being back on with us, Bishop Thomas Hobby, and our sister Michelle being here on tonight. I really didn't know what to say tonight. I really didn't. But thank God he gave me something that I can share real briefly here. Basically, there was a message that was ministered, I want to say, a few years ago. And it just came to my remembrance just now where it says, thank you, Lord, is already done. And when we look at the word thanks, it's an expression of gratitude. Gratitude is thankfulness. Thankful means expressive of thanks, glad. Thanked him for the present. When you look at the word thanks, thankfulness, and thankful and thank, verbs must be put in order. And a lot of us have been praying for different things. Some prayers have not been answered. Some have still been delayed. Only God knows why. When you look at delay, it means postpone, to stop, detain, or hinder for a time, to move or act slowly. So again, some prayers get answered right away. Some comes about in God's timing. And so today I want to share that if we tell him thank you and believe that those prayers that we thought God threw out of the box is now being answered, we have to react as if these prayers that we've been praying are answered even right now. Even though you may say, well, hey, I don't know if my prayer got answered, nothing has happened yet, but still we have to believe and know that these prayers have not been forgotten. And also, not only in the spirit realm, but in the natural, he said, whatever we've been praying, to give him thanks. Then we have to be thankful. Get glad about it being already done. And then we tell ourselves, I thank the Lord, it's already done. Notice the word thank. It means for the present. So we're encouraging ourselves that when we thank God for everything, we petition him for now, which is the present time. So I don't know how many people listening in right now, you can hear how many of you know that you must keep yourself encouraged at all times and encourage yourself when the devil comes with negative talk, you know, in our ears, in our minds, we have to put a turn a deaf ear into that. When we look at the book of Numbers, chapter 23, I believe it's 23 and 19, it says, You tell that devil, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or have he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Then verse 20 says, behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse. So we have to lift up our voice and say, Lord, I thank you, I believe it, and I receive it. In Psalms 41-4, it says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. So now we have to say, Lord, I waited patiently. I didn't give up, and I thank you for hearing my cry. Then verse 2 said, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. So those of you that has been going through hell on the job, whether it's with your children or in your marriage or in your church, thank God for delivering you right now out of that situation. And we have to tell him, thank you, that is already done. Our feet are now on the road that will take us to. So the name of the road that we want to be on tonight is a thank you road. And as we keep walking down that road, we will see that it's already done. The blessings that we've been praying about. Psalms 40-3 continued, says, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. So we have to encourage ourselves to open up our mouth and sing a new song of praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. People all over will see what God has done for us that didn't believe and gave up. It's time to repent for known and unknown sins, repent for disbelief and wavering, and keep the devil in check and in his place, which is under our feet. We have to learn to pull our blessings down that we fast and prayed about and tell the Lord, thank you, because he said it's already done. So are we willing to receive on tonight? That's what we have to tell ourselves. We have to ask ourselves, are we ready to believe on tonight that whatever we pray for and whatever we are seeking, that it is already done? You know, there are some things that I'm still believing God for that I felt, you know, God has forgotten, or maybe, you know, I did think, I'm not going to lie, I did think that, you know, it wouldn't happen. Maybe I'm just imagining or something. But then I had to look at it like this. Things are, you know, some prayers are answered right away. Then there are some things, it's like we have to have a faith walk, mm-hmm, where we have to really believe that he will do what he said he will do. And we know that he's not a liar. So if he tells us he's going to do it, then he's going to do it. And so, like I said, I had a time where I was going through wavery. This was like maybe some years back. We're not talking about right now, but this was some years back that this had happened. And I thank God that I had to go through something. I really literally had to see his hand move on my behalf. And yes, it had. It moved so many times on my behalf. And so now I have to say that I am truly indeed a believer. I am a believer tonight to know that God is able and that he will do what he said he will do. And so right now I'm going to go ahead and let Bishop have a few words, and then we're going to go into our prayer on tonight. There is a prayer that God has given me to pray with you all that are listening in all over the world. So we're going to let Bishop Hobby have words, and then we're going to come right back with our prayer.
Praise the Lord. Bless everyone that is listening. We thank God for what he is doing in the kingdom and what he is releasing in the atmosphere, because we're believing God that through this prayer revival, amen, that souls will not only be saved, set free, delivered, but that the power of God will move across this land and that it would spark a fire in the people of God everywhere. Amen. I just wanted to speak to you briefly in reference to the power of a spontaneous prayer. And as I was looking at some things earlier today, the Lord was just dealing with me, praise God, out of the book of Nehemiah. Praise God. And the text actually goes into the first chapter of Nehemiah, starting at the 9th verse through the 11th verse, and then the second chapter, 1-6. But for the sake of time on tonight, we're going to focus on verse number 11. Nehemiah, the first chapter, verse 11. And it reads, O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant, and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant, this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. For I was the king's cupbearer. Now, what I want us to understand here is that Nehemiah, who was a prophetic intercessor, he was a man of great character. He was a man of impeccable servitude. Nehemiah, although his position seemed like it was a low position, being the cupbearer, because some people see servanthood as being low. But what I want us to understand is that the importance of Nehemiah's position to the king, because it was his place to be sure that whatever was served to the king was not something that was deadly, something that could kill him and take him out. And so it wasn't just to serve him a drink or to give him food, but Nehemiah, his position, a protector. Praise God. And not only that, I believe that Nehemiah was what I call a vision keeper. One who possesses the courage and the ability to plan ahead by faith through creative insight to obtain the manifestation of destiny. What are you saying, preacher? Well, we find that Nehemiah, because of his character, was able to come to the king for assistance. And he had a request to the king. And because of his loyalty, the king granted his request. But what I want you to know is that Nehemiah, before he approached the king, He didn't have a long time. He didn't spend a long time. He just prayed and he believed God. The power of a spontaneous prayer. See, I want you to know that it doesn't matter the length of time that you think you may have in order to get a thing done. What matters is what's in your heart and your sincereness unto God and the will and the purpose of God. See, when you line up with the will and the purpose of God, there's nothing that cannot be accomplished. And so we have to learn how to point and to aim our requests. We have to learn how and know that how God accepts the prayer that we bring forth. If you want God to hear your prayer and to answer you immediately, you have to find out what his will is and what his purpose is. And then, after we find that out, we can go and we can pray fervently before the Father. And we will find out that as we come before the Lord and the Father sees and feels your passion, that it will cause a shifting in the atmosphere. Now, what I want you to understand is that passion is not to be confused with emotion. For emotion only affects inwardly. But passion will cause you to be affected not only inwardly, but the people and the things around you will be affected as well. A spontaneous prayer doesn't have to be a lot of words, doesn't have to be filled with dignified words or big words, but it has to be the will and the purpose of God. A spontaneous prayer. And so I want us to understand that as we continue to go forth in this prayer revival, that we begin to seek God for his divine will and for his divine purpose. We know that it is the will of God for us to live under his grace. We know that it is the will of God for us to hear the word of God as it is written and as it is given unto us. The power of a spontaneous prayer. The power of a spontaneous prayer will allow you to get or to be relieved of a situation. Doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what your situation is. Doesn't matter what the problem is. But the power of a spontaneous prayer will cause instantaneous results. See, it is a spontaneous prayer in which goes forth that when a person is in trouble, they're in a car accident, and the only thing that they can seem to call out in that particular instance is the name of Jesus. because they understand that by calling on the name of Jesus, that all power is in his hand. Sometimes you may not have a lot of time to say things that you might want to say. You might need God right then and there. And so I want us to understand and I want us to know that God is ready to answer your prayer. He's ready to answer, and he's ready to come even now. Glory to God. I want us to keep that in mind as we go forth on tonight and begin to enter into his presence and enter into the throne room on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
All right. We thank God for that. Right now, we're going to go into prayer. There was a prayer that I remember bringing over the airwaves before. And many people said that after they repeated this prayer, that they felt the hand of God do something in their life. So we're going to come together in unity on the night. And as I'm praying, I just want all minds to be clear. As the man of God was speaking, I was getting my mind clear as well. This prayer is definitely a powerful prayer, and it touches down on all areas. And so right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord Jesus, we believe that you are the Son of God, the Messiah who came in the flesh to destroy the works of the devil. You died on the cross for our sins, and you rose again from the dead. And we confess right now for any known or unknown sin, we repent right now in the name of Jesus. Anything that's not like you, we ask that you would take it out right now and renew in us a clean heart, a clean mind, a clean walk, and a clean talk on tonight. We claim forgiveness and cleansing. We believe that your blood cleanses us now from all sin. We thank you for redeeming us. We thank you for cleansing us. We thank you for justifying us and sanctifying us in your blood. And Heavenly Father, we bow in worship and we praise before you. We cover ourselves tonight with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ as our protection. We surrender ourselves completely and unreservedly in every area of our life to you. We stand against all the works of Satan, which will hinder our prayer life. And we address ourselves only to the true and living God. And we refute any involvement with Satan in our prayer. And Satan, we command you tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We command all of your imps in the name of Jesus to depart from us, to depart from our family, to depart from our children, our situations, our minds, our bodies, our finances, with all your demons right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now in the name of Jesus. We bring the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ between us all in the name of Jesus. We resist every effort of Satan and his wicked spirit to confuse and block us from the will of God and our blessings. We choose to be transferred by the renewing of our mind. And tonight we pull down right now all strongholds of Satan in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to you, Lord Jesus, as our deliverer. For you know all of our problems. You know all of our struggles. You know, Lord, the things that binds, that torments, that defiles and harass the body of Christ, which is us. But we now loose ourselves from every dark spirit. We loose ourselves from every evil, from every evil influence, every satanic bondage in the name of Jesus. And from every spirit in us that is not the spirit of you, Lord. We command all the unclean, any spirit rooted in us that we're not aware of, to leave us now in the name of Jesus. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, our children and our families are redeemed out of the hand of the devil in the name of Jesus. And through the blood of Jesus, all of our sins are forgiven. Those that are tuning in live tonight, the blood of Jesus Christ is cleansing you now from all sins. Through the blood of Jesus, we are justified. We are made righteous in Jesus' name. For our bodies is a temple for the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Redeemed, cleansed, sanctified.
Oh, yes, oh, God.
Mm.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
We belong to you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Our body, soul, and spirit.
Yes.
For your blood protects us from all evil.
Yes, God.
And devil, we tell you tonight that we have no, you have no power over us.
Yes.
And no more place in us. In Jesus' name.
Yes, oh God.
You have no more power over our children.
Yes.
You have no place in them.
Oh, yes.
And we just paralyze every power,
yes, Lord,
of Satan tonight,
yes, oh,
over America,
yes,
over every country,
oh, yes,
every city and state.
Yes,
and we burn it now into ashes,
yes,
in Jesus' name.
Yes, oh God.
In Mark 16:17, and these signs shall follow them that believe.
Yes.
And in my name shall they cast out devils. And tonight we're coming together in unity.
Yes, Lord.
Casting you out of our minds.
Amen.
Casting you out of our finances.
Yes,
casting you out of our children.
Yes, Lord.
Casting you out of our churches,
oh, yes,
and our homes. And
yes,
even leaders,
yes,
that's not living right.
Yes, Lord.
We cast you out of the pews. Backbiting,
yes,
demons. Cold-hearted,
yes,
demons.
Yes.
We command,
yes,
you to burn up now in,
yes,
Jesus' name. And we are believers. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we exercise our authority tonight. And we walk in dominion.
Yes, Lord.
Mm.
Yes, Lord.
Like Jesus told us to do.
Yes, Lord.
And we expel all evil spirits. We command your evil spirits to leave us now, according to the word of God. And in the name of Jesus, we place the blood of Lord Jesus Christ on our doorpost tonight, on our cars, on our children, our family, our lives.
Yes,
and we,
Lord,
draw the bloodline of Jesus around all of our possessions and property.
Yes,
and we sprinkle and place the blood of Jesus Christ upon every child,
yes, oh,
here in America,
yes,
here in the cities and states all over the world.
Oh, yes,
every child, their minds, their bodies,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, we ask now that you will go even in the ICU units on tonight,
yes,
in the,
yes,
hospital. Those that are laying there hooked on plugs and,
yes,
in comas, where the doctor said that there is no hope,
yes,
that the any day now. But Lord, we thank you that they don't have the last say, that you have the last,
yes,
say.
Yes, sir.
So Lord, we thank you for healing on tonight. We thank you for your divine healing.
Yes,
Lord, we ask that you will breathe your divine healing right now in the nostrils,
yes,
of these people. Lord, let the doctors and the nurses see that you are God. And that you are a healer in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will go into these homes, these places where your children are suffered with cancer.
Yes, Lord.
Many of them right now at the age of one,
yes,
at the age of two and three, four and five. Some of them in their teens are facing cancer on tonight. And Lord, you are able. You are,
yes,
the radiation.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, you are the pain pill.
Yes, Lord.
You are all every treatment that they need.
Yes.
And Lord, we stand in agreement on tonight for your healing, Lord. We're looking for testimonies to come forth,
yes, Lord,
on how many children around the world,
yes, Lord,
are being healed from the crown of their head to the soles of their,
yes,
feet,
Lord,
from this cancer.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We ask that you will look on those that are suffering with high blood pressure,
yes, oh God,
heart,
yes,
disease,
oh, yes,
sugar diabetes,
oh,
arthritis,
yes, yes,
in the name of Jesus,
name, oh God,
gout on tonight.
Yes.
Lord, we ask now, you are their medicine,
yes, Lord,
and you are the insurance.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we ask now for a mighty miracle that will hit around the world, Lord. That your power, oh God, hallelujah, will fall on many even on tonight.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Lord, I thank you right now for even touching me.
Yes,
I felt burdened down in my back, all in my body. But Lord, I thank you that you are touching me even now as I pray. And Lord, even as I pray on tonight, as you are lifting up this pain, Lord, I ask that you will move speedily now that those that are listening in all over the world, those that are going through pain, whatever they're going through, oh God, that they can feel your hand touch down in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, we ask that you will go into prisons right now.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that you will wrap your arms around those prisoners, those men and women that have been seeking your face in the prison. God, we ask now that you will move by your spirit in these prisons.
Yes, Father.
In the name of Jesus. You are the one, Lord, that have a release. You know a release date. Many of them was told that they will be there for the rest of their life. But God, you said not so. And glory to God, we thank you right now that you are moving by your spirit on many of them behalf in the name of Jesus, that your name will be glorified, oh God. We thank you right now. We lift up the family, oh God, there in Pontiac.
Yes, Lord.
That mother that have got gunned down in the name of Jesus. Those children is living tonight without a mother. God, we ask that you will wrap your arms around the family that is grieving on tonight. Dry up every tear, oh God. Make ways, oh God, for that family on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we also lift up right now, in the name of Jesus, those in the psychiatric ward. Lord, we know that the enemy has gotten a hold to their mind. A lot of them was diagnosed with all kind of different things, but we know what it is.
Yes.
And Lord, we ask now that your power will hit strong on tonight in Norville, wherever places they are in the straitjackets, oh God, taking pills, climbing the walls, imagining hearing voices in the middle of the night. Oh God, we ask now that you will snap their minds in the right alignment tonight. In the name of Jesus, that they will be released. They will come off these pills and become normal in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we ask now, go in the hospice on tonight. Those that are laying in bed where they have given up, they have the preachers and the priests to read the last rites, as they say. Lord, we ask a mighty miracle right now to go in that hospice. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Where they said any day now, where they said they're leaving in a few hours.
Yes.
God, we ask that you will rise them up out of
Lord.
That bed. You have shown me years back, God, of miracles on top of miracles. You are able to do it, oh God.
Yes.
You are the God of miracles.
Yes,
and Lord, we thank you.
Thank
you, testimonies even coming out of the hospital
on
how you raised them up from that deathbed
Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, we ask now for everyone that is on the suicide mission right now. Those that want to shoot themselves in the head, oh God. Those that want to jump, oh God, jump off the cliff. Lord, we ask now that you will speak to them. Just like you spoke to me, oh God. At the age of 10, when that suicide demon tried to have me take my life by popping pills and stabbing myself. But your voice spoke out. Hallelujah. Your voice spoke out and said that you loved me. Your voice spoke out and said that you had a purpose for my life. God, I ask that you will wrap your arms around them even now. That you will speak. Hallelujah. Speak to them now. Let them know that there's a purpose.
Hallelujah.
There's purpose for their life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, Lord, we ask now that that gun will be put down, that those pills that they have swallowed, that it will not harm them. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That woman, that boy that wants to slice, have a spirit of cutting the cut on tonight. God, that the knife will fall out of their hand. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that every assignment. Hallelujah. Every assignment of death is canceled in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for giving me strength. Hallelujah. To pray this prayer on tonight, because the enemy don't want it to go forth. Because somebody is listening in right now that need to be delivered, that need to hear a word of encouragement, that need to be saved from themselves.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, that need to be snatched up out of the hand of the enemy. So, Lord, I thank you for me overgoing, oh God, what I felt. I thank you, oh God, for giving me, oh God, for giving me the strength to come on these airways, because it definitely was a pulling. But God, I thank you right now, hallelujah, that you too, you will receive all the glory on tonight. After all the drama that tried to come against this broadcast on tonight. Oh, God, but I thank you for an obedient spirit. And I thank you that as I went on these airways, oh, God, that you reversed, oh, God, hallelujah, everything that the enemy wanted to turn against this broadcast, that it was been reversed in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you the honor, oh God.
Yes, sir.
We give you the glory, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight. We give you praise on tonight. Look on every homeless, those that are homeless, those that are eating out of the garbage can, those that are laying on the cold ground tonight. God, we ask that a miracle will happen in their life, that you will turn their life around in the name of Jesus. Those that have nowhere to go, Lord. Oh, God, we ask that your divine favor will fall right now in the name of Jesus. God, give them a home. Give them a place to stay. Oh, God, we thank you for transportation in the name of Jesus. We thank you for testimonies that will come out of this revival in the name of Jesus on how you saved, how you delivered, how you had blessed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. How many overcame, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that our lives will not be the same. That each day we will be stronger. Each day, oh God, that we will reach a higher level in the name of Jesus in you. Oh God, we thank you. Go into the homes of the elderly, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Wrap your arms around them. Many of them feel like they're by themselves. Family's not coming to see about them. God, we ask that you will protect them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Many of them are being abused, oh God. But Lord, we ask now, hallelujah, that the angels will be loose in every room on tonight. On every glow on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Dry up the tears, oh God. Speak to their heart. Let them know, even in this old age, oh God, that you are real. Hallelujah. And that you have kept them, oh God, this far. In the name of Jesus. Give them strength, oh God. In the name of Jesus. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. And those that don't know you as their personal Savior. Oh God, speak to them and let them know. Hallelujah. That they will be able to repent, oh God, from the wicked ways, and that they will say yes to you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, look on your ministers on tonight, all over the world, oh, God. We ask you now, God, that you would bless these ministries that's of you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for a mighty financial release, oh, God, up on these ministries around the world that you have called. Not them calling, but you have called out. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for blessing them. We thank you that the church doors will not be shut, but every need will be met. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for change happening, oh God, in our neighborhoods. We thank you for change happening in the schools, oh God. We thank you for change happening on the jobs, oh God. We thank you for change happening in our ministries, oh God, in our bodies on tonight. In the name of Jesus. God, give us strength. Blow your breath, oh God, of strength on us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you and we give you praise, oh God. We give you honor, God, for you are worthy, oh God. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the honor, oh God. And we will always praise your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, God. We thank you for what you're doing, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, and we lift your name on high, oh God. Hallelujah. Father, we refuse to take down, oh God. We refuse to allow the enemy, Lord God. Hallelujah. To have any space, to have any room, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're sovereign, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you're in control, oh God. We thank you today, Lord God. And we bless your holy name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Reba baba sokoro shi di di re aba sokoro reba baba sokore re na 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 sokoro. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Rain down on us tonight, Lord God. Rain down in our spirit, Lord God. Yes, God. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. I so magnify you. I so glorify you, Lord God. Nobody like you, Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Have your way in us, Lord God. Have your way in us, Lord God. Rabashoko rabase. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We shall overcome, Lord God. Yes, God, because we're more than conquerors, Lord God. And we trust in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless your people, Lord God. Bless them everywhere, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Set the minds free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, let there be no dissension among the saints, oh God. Let there be no ambiguity, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cause us to come together on one accord, oh God. Lord God, that we would speak the same thing, Lord God, according to your will, oh God, according to your purpose, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, and we'll give you praise, Lord God. We shall honor you, Lord God, in this hour, Lord God. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for leadership, Lord God, leaders everywhere, Lord God. Father, Lord God, that you would touch their hearts and their minds, oh God, that you would cause them to walk upright, oh God, that you would cause them, Lord God, to walk circumspectly, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that they would speak, Lord God, what you say, speak, Lord God, that they would speak, Lord God, concerning your word, God, that your word would be in their belly, oh God, that your word, Lord God, would cause them to do, Lord God, hallelujah, according to your will, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, Father, that they would stop arguing and fighting against one another, Lord God. But Father, that you would bring us together in unity, Lord God. Father, let it start right here in our own home, Lord God. Touch Detroit, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, cause your spirit, Lord God, to move in a mighty way, Lord God, upon your people, Lord God. Father, right now, Lord God, that your will be accomplished, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Our soul, Lord God, hallelujah, is depending on it, oh God, depending on your power, Lord God, depending on your mercy, Lord God, depending upon your grace, oh God, we're depending on your favor, Lord God, we can't do nothing without you, Lord God, we can't make it without you, Lord God, we can't pray without you, Lord God, we need your presence, Lord God, We need your power, Lord God. We need you today, Lord God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. We come against every strong man, every stronghold, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that would hinder your prayer, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Break every shackle, God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Every weight right now, oh God, that does so easily beset us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And we pick up, Lord God. Hallelujah. The whole armor, Lord God. And we're trusting in you right now, Lord God. Father, look at Hallelujah, and touch the people, Lord God, hallelujah, that are on their jobs, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, there are those, Lord God, hallelujah, that are working on the third shift, Lord God, that are working on, hallelujah, glory to God, the second shift, Lord God, hallelujah, glory to your name, God. Father, touch them right now, Lord God. Lift them up and strengthen them right now, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch your people, Lord God, hallelujah, that are out in the streets, Lord God, don't know which way they're going, Lord God. Save and set free, Lord God. Deliver on today, Lord God. Touch the sick and the shut in, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I decree and I declare, Lord God, that you're bringing forth healing, oh God. Healing in their bodies, Lord God. Strengthen right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. And, oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, I pray, Lord God, a special prayer, Lord God. Hallelujah. For the Worship Center Network, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would continue to pour out and to bless, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for angels of melody, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, for eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, oh God, Lord, what you're getting ready to do in this work, oh God. Father, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, I thank you for those, Lord God, that have partnered and are going to partner with the ministry. Lord, I'm praying for the ministers all over, hallelujah, Detroit City, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I'm lifting them up right now, Lord God. Father, right now, Lord God, touch your giants everywhere, Lord God. Touch Bishop Lloyd, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Strengthen him right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Cause him to have favor, Lord God, in the city, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, right now, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for Bishop Ellis, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch his heart and touch his mind. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch Bishop Brooks, oh God, touch him in his body, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, strengthen him now, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, Father, right now, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Touch Reverend Keys, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, bless him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, bless Pastor Bullock right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord Bishop Coletta, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Strengthen them for the walk, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, even Lord God, the pastors that I don't know, Lord God, touch Pastor Crosby, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Strengthen him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Pour out in him, Lord God. Bless the work there, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, your churches, Lord God, lift them up, Lord God, all over the city, oh God. Those out to the four corners right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And strengthen, Lord God, your pastors everywhere, Lord God. Every pastor, Lord. Every apostle, Lord God. Every bishop, Lord God. Every evangelist, Lord. Every missionary, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, touch right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Touch, hallelujah. Bishop Winans, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And the saints there are perfecting, oh God. Touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God. Call them, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to be pillars in the city, oh God. Hallelujah. Touch Mother Stacks, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Stir up the gift, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. That your power, Lord God. Hallelujah. Would move even the more, Lord God. Hallelujah. Strengthen up for the work, God. Hallelujah. Bring her back to our youth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Pastor, hallelujah. Evangelist Johnson, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Touch his mind, God. Touch his heart right now. In the name of Jesus, you know what he has need of, God. You know what his desire is, God. Strengthen him now, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God. We call upon the old saints, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Touch Aunt Margaret, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Continue to bless her, Lord God. Strengthen her body right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We call upon the strength right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. Oh, bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Ah, Yabakoshe. Rabababasokoshe. Rabababando Kosia Bahai. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Father, remember prophetess wrote a bird, oh God. Hallelujah. And Prophet Blaine, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Brother Wine, oh God. Continue to strengthen them, Lord God. Continue to move in them, Lord God. And bless them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Father, I pray, Lord God, that you would continue to bless Sister Mary Foster, Lord God, and that you would bless her, Lord God, and you would strengthen her right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. And all of the things that you have for her, Lord, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, Lord God, those that have been tuning in with us, Lord God, on the broadcast, Lord God. We thank you for Sister Pam, Lord God.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, being faithful to the broadcast, Lord God. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Antoinette, Lord God.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. In your name, Lord God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we bless your holy name, Lord God. And Father, we continue, Lord God, to pray, Lord God, for your mother Dorothy, hallelujah, Boyd Rush, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would continue to bless the ministry, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We're lifting up the Haddon family, Lord God. Hallelujah, Apostle Haddon, Lord God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And prophetess, Lord God, Haddon, Lord God, continue to bless them in the work that they're doing in Ypsilanti, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Continue to bless your people everywhere in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, right now, Lord God, we're lifting up Inkster right now, Lord God, and the people of God there in high praise, oh God. Hey, glory to God. Father, continue to bless them in the work there, Lord God. Father, that your, hallelujah, that your spirit, Lord God, would move in that city, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, I pray right now, Lord God, hallelujah, that every drug dealer, Lord God, that's under the sound of my voice, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would stop the drug activity, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would cease the killing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and that your spirit would reign, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, supreme, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I pray right now, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you would cause a move of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, to bless the city, oh God. We plead the blood right now, oh God, over the city right now, God. Yes, God, bless them right now, oh God, hallelujah, and touch the man of God, hallelujah, as he continues, Lord God, hallelujah, to preach the word in the city, Lord God. Bless Apostle Haddon, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen him, Lord God. We come against every witch, God, and every warlock, God, that would try, Lord God, to lift up their head, oh God, against that word, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, God, that you would strengthen him right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Strength right now. Strength right now. Strength right now. Strength right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. That the word of God, hallelujah, would cut and slice, oh God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that souls will be saved, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. That the backslider will be reclaimed, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God, that you would move on prophetess, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That she shall speak, Lord God. Hallelujah. A right now word in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. For you call her, Lord God. Hallelujah. To go even into greater dimensions, oh God. And the deeper depths in you, oh God. Hallelujah. For as the woman of God shall speak, oh God. Hallelujah. Rivers, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. I thank you even now, God. Hallelujah. That as she shall speak, God. Hallelujah. Demons shall tremble. Hallelujah. I thank you even now, God. Hallelujah. That as she shall speak, oh God. Hallelujah. That you shall manifest it, oh God. That you're manifesting it now, oh God. In the heavens and in the earth, oh God. And we thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that they've taken the city by storm. Hallelujah. I thank you now, God. Hallelujah. That the people are giving. I thank you now, God. Hallelujah. That the blessings are flowing, God. I thank you now, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For the new edifice, Lord God. I thank you now, God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I thank you for it, Lord God. I thank you for what you're doing, Lord God. That you're bringing transformation, Lord God. Hallelujah. To that city, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pontiac, oh God. Hallelujah. You're blessing them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Flint, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Mount Clemens, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hamtramck, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Roseville, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Highland Park, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, bless your name,
thank
God.
You.
You're turning the city upside down,
yes,
oh God. Hallelujah.
You.
Glory to God. I thank you, Lord God, that it's getting ready to be a Holy Ghost headquarters, God.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
yes,
God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Glory to God. The state of Michigan, God, is getting ready to be on fire, Lord,
yes,
God,
God.
For you, Lord God, and
thank
you're
you,
releasing
Jesus.
It to the nation. Oh God,
yes,
in
Lord,
the mighty name of Jesus, Lord,
yes,
God,
God,
you're releasing it to your people everywhere,
yes,
oh God,
yes, yes.
And we thank you right now, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you for it right
thank
now, God.
You, thank
hallelujah.
You.
Yes, God,
yes.
We shall join together with
yes,
one accord and one mind,
yes,
oh God,
thank
in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, God,
yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
yes, God, we're going to work together, God. Hallelujah. We're going to do right, God. Hallelujah. We're putting away our differences, God, for the sake of the kingdom. Hallelujah. For the kingdom of God
yes,
shall prevail.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the mighty name of
yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Oh, bless your name. Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
thank, you. Thank you, Lord. My God.
Yabasoko.
Thank you.
Rabababasoko. Rabababasoko.
Yes, God.
Rabababosi Abasai.
Yes,
God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You. Yes, God.
Yes,
thank
God.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, hey. Yeah, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
God.
You.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We just thank God.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you for it tonight.
Hallelujah.
Again, I didn't know how it was going to come out. But we thank the Lord that he always have a plan. And we just thank him on tonight. What a great message that came forth, and awesome prayer that went forth. And so we just thank the Lord for his faithfulness and for his strength. And I'm telling you, we just we really bless the name of God tonight. We really bless the name.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to try to sing a little bit of this before we go off the air.
Yes, Lord.
But the song says, he'll never leave you, just have the faith. He won't forsake you. He'll help you win the race. He'll never leave you, just have the faith. He won't forsake you, he will help you win the race. I trust him.
Yes, God.
I love him.
Yes, God.
For he's been there for me.
Yes.
All you have to do is trust and
yes,
believe.
Yes, Lord.
Have the faith.
up to win high your ground. He won't forsake you. Yes, he will bring you out. I try to sing that the best way I can, with even with the voice kind of raggedy a little bit.
Amen.
But that's a song that God has given,
yes,
by saying he will never leave us,
yes,
and that he won't forsake us, and he will help us win the race. And we know the race has already been won. And I'm telling you, I just thank God for you all that tuned in on tonight. We want you to tune in on Monday, the continuation of the prayer revival right here on The Angels of Melody with your host, Evangelist Tanya Johnson. And I'm telling you, we just thank God. A lot of you know,
yeah,
we're not doing the revival on the weekend, but it's Monday through Friday. This week, we started it on Wednesday, and now we're going to continue it on Monday. So links will be posted as usual. And on next week, I'm telling y'all, we got great men and women of God that are already lined up to come on next week. So you're going to be hearing them from around the world calling in and ministering, and we all coming together in prayer on these airways. So in saying that, we just want to say God bless you all for listening in. We pray that you were blessed. We pray that you were healed. And we pray tonight that your homes will be covered in Jesus' name from the rooftop underneath the house in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just thank you right now for your word and your prayer going forth. And we ask that you will give your people around the world sweet sleep on tonight and rest in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for angels being loosed out even in the home right now. Lord, we thank you. And we give you all the praise, and we give you all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Always don't forget, our motto of this ministry is don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great in Christ Jesus. God bless you all. Stay tuned on Monday. We love you so much.